Continuing with outcome 4.5, where students are required to involve themselves in ministry to, with, and by children and youth. Last time, we looked at ministry to children and youth. We look now at ministry with children and youth. In his article, Critical Issues in Ministry with Children, Part 2, Knowing Where We Want to Go, How We Can Get There, Kevin Lawson suggests, permits children to participate in corporate worship celebrations. When children join corporate worship where God is praised, scripture is read, and prayers are lifted to heaven, they see a total faith community living its life together. They begin to understand the nature of worship and are encouraged to participate. Because of the numerous variables involved, plans for such worship must be formed sensitively, and pastors and worship leaders must consider children's various needs and abilities, along with ways of engaging them in worship. Instructional activity sheets, special stories just for children, and permitting children to help lead songs are a few methods that help children feel at home within the gathered church. Provide intergenerational learning and fellowship. When children are included in intergenerational experiences, they increasingly perceive themselves as part of the church. Such experiences include fellowship dinners, church picnics, family cluster gatherings, intergenerational Sunday school classes, prayer or group events at Christmas or Sunrise Easter services. When they are given the chance to actively participate in these events, the impact can be even greater. Dear facilitator, get your students to list as many examples as possible of how we can minister with children and youth and what the results may be for the church. Finally, we have ministry by children and youth. This may bring some objections from those who will argue that children are not mature enough to be part of God's mission and that we should wait until they are older. But God used children to do ministry, and since God has not changed, there is no reason to believe that He will not use them now. Listen to this amazing story by Eleni, as told by Sandy Gallier. A few years ago, I was observing leaders in our preschool room. I noticed that every time the door opened and another child entered the room, Eleni was the only child who'd stop playing and looked up. Not only that, she'd run to the child, throw her arms around them, and invite them to come and play. 18 children were welcomed that morning by Eleni. Only one was not. I called Eleni over and said, "Eleni, I think God has given you a gift." "Really?" she said. Her eyes widened. "But it's not a present." Eleni looked a little disappointed at this. "God has made you good at something. He has made you good at welcoming." Gift identified. Again, she said, "Really? What's that?" "I think God has made you good at welcoming others." And again she said, "Really? What's welcoming?" "Well, every time the door opens and another child comes in, you stop playing, race over, smile, and ask them to come and play. You make every child feel special when they come into children's church. You welcome them in." Eleni responded that she thought everyone did that, but agreed with me when I pointed out that no one else had stopped playing that day to welcome a child. I continued, "But I noticed there was one boy you didn't say hello to." Eleni leaned very close and whispered, "That's because I don't know him." I picked up an MBM Kids welcome sticker that was sitting on the bench. Our leaders had these hand these to new children on their first day. I asked Eleni if, When a new child came to the door, she could pick up a sticker off the bench, hand it to the new child with the team leader, and the parent talked, smile, and say, "Hi, my name is Eleni. Would you like a sticker? Would you like to come and play?" Eleni thought that was a great idea. Self-identification of the gift. We then spent the next 5 minutes role-playing. Eleni pretending to be the new child at the door, me welcoming her in. Then me pretending to be the new child at the door, Eleni welcoming me in. Equipping. When Eleni's dad came to pick her up that day, I shared with him what I'd seen in his daughter, and he confirmed he'd seen it too. Gift identification confirmed. The next week, as Eleni's dad dropped her off, I heard him say, "And don't forget what we've been praying about." I asked him what he'd been praying about with Eleni. That she'd use the gift God has given her and make everyone feel special who comes to Children's Church today. Gift encouraged and valued. A few weeks later, Eleni was standing with her dad at the front door of our church. She called me over and whispered, "I'm welcoming the adults now." Imagine all the untapped resources amongst the children in your church. Imagine what it would mean for the kingdom if the church used them for ministry.